Now back to Good Morning New Hampshire with Peter St. James and Pat Kelly on 107.7 The Pulse.
Tonight's the night we'll make history. Honey, you and I. 'Cause I'll take any risk to tie back the hands of time and stay with you here tonight.
Oh yeah, Styx is Best of Times.
Oh, okay.
See?
I knew the song, and that one just threw me.
I thought it was perfect.
Yeah.
Because we need to celebrate the best in this wacky time. Joining us here this morning from New Hampshire Magazine, Rick Broussard. Good morning, sir.
Good morning. I'm sorry. I'm still in the best of times. You're trying to drag me back to today?
I know. See, I'm sorry. We do this all the time here because we find solace in the songs of our younger days.
Yeah, that's true.
You know,
I wasn't. I remember the DNA that created that band. So that's how old I am.
Oh, so. It's beautiful. I could go Styx all day. But the reality is
Supertramp.
This is a wacky time right now, Rick. But you cannot just take 2020 and wipe it off the map and say that it's not happening, so that when New Hampshire Magazine was considering one of the biggest parties in the state, you had to do something but keep it going.
That's right. We decided we'd put a bow on this year and wrap it up. And you got to take everything as it comes, you know. And this year has definitely been, I think, wacky is a polite word.
I know.
But we're upside down. The best of must go on. That's the point. Best of must go on.
Well, because there is still we can just not say this is the worst year ever. You've got to keep celebrating the best of what New Hampshire has to offer. And you guys have been doing this for years.
Yeah, this is our 19th year. And by the way, we're going to count this one because next year is going to be our 20th year.
And
we want a 20th anniversary. We need a 20th anniversary. Come on, everybody needs a 20th anniversary next year. So this is our 19th year. We'll have maybe an asterisk by it or something, but it's there. It is, and the party, frankly, it's still going to be great. I mean, it's just not going to be the same. That's all. So people who wanted it to be the same will be disappointed.
So are meetings at work, and no, we're not going to gather everybody together with the restaurants and the vendors and the live music. But you are going to gather everybody together with the restaurants and the vendors and live music this Thursday night.
That's right. Yep. And in a way, it's, you know, it actually seemed a little more up close and personal because we're doing it at your house.
Right. That's right. We're coming. Get ready. Get ready for company.
Right. Get ready to clean up after us.
You really had to take what it is, all the best parts of the Best in New Hampshire party, and sort of put it into a format that can work on your screen.
Right, and it couldn't just be on the screen because, let's face it, you want to get something out of this. So we made sure that there's a lot of prizes, so people actually will be winning things. Tangible, you know, results will accrue from coming to the party. And if you set up right, we'll have cooking demonstrations and drink making demonstrations all night. Unfortunately, you won't have somebody handing you, you know, a delicious little serving of their food. You'll have to make it yourself. But you can queue up in advance if you want, and you'll be shown how to make a drink by the best bartender and how to make a delicious, actually more or less an app by one of the prize winning restaurants and chefs. And we'll be, you know, bringing celebrities in. That's another hallmark of the Best in New Hampshire is you never know who's going to show up.
No, you don't. You've had so many people over the last almost 20 years that have popped by.
Yep, that's true.
You know, and again, who knows who's going to be joining you this coming Thursday.
This is absolutely true.
That's great. Now, listen, this is no smattering. This isn't like, oh, well, we randomly surveyed 75 people here in New Hampshire. This is a huge undertaking to get these votes in, Rick.
Yeah, it is. And it always astonishes me how much response we get, because my wife fills out the ballot every year because she's legit. And she always grumbles, oh, there's so many choices. And I go, yeah, but you do it every year. And so do about 12 really like 12,000 other people. It's the number has always been 10 to 12,000. This year we got 12,600 or something.
Unbelievable.
So that's a lot of votes to tell people what the best, you know, pizza or the best, you know, you name it, in the state. Food, services, fun, adventures, places to go, people. They're all named in there by people who really know. Those are the fans, you know, the people out there who actually use the services.
Right.
And we always try to sweet, you know, add a little element to it with what we call our editor's picks, which
Like
I make all the decisions, but the fact is that it's really kind of more of a committee.
Which is okay, because it works best by committee sometimes.
Well, this is a really an elite committee, let's put it that way. It's all the editors, and then a bunch of people I know who really are experts in one thing or the other. So this year we invited a bunch of them to actually pick the editor's picks. So our editor's picks in this issue, the July issue, which will be coming out in, you know, actually just a couple of weeks, are a lot of names you might recognize. Some of them were actually just people that that wrote in and suggested things. And we went through the same vetting process, but now we have a byline on each of the editor's picks because we distributed the job of the editor's picks, and it made my life so easy. Hey, maybe we'll do it again next year.
Hey, to celebrate the 20th next year.
But
these are all the things that matter to us. You know what I mean? The best of categories, because again, there are 10 million categories, but they're all the things that mean things to us.
Right. More than ever now, you know, because of the things now there is like nostalgia.
Oh, I know. If you're missing your favorite ice cream, don't worry. It's coming at some point. If you're missing your favorite burger, don't worry. It's coming at some point.
Yep, that's what they tell us.
Yeah, I know. Well, and it's not just about the parties, not just about celebrating the best of New Hampshire, but you also, you always target some great nonprofits, and we're doing that again this year, Rick.
Yeah, we usually have a singular nonprofit partner, and this year, for the past few years, it's been CASA of New Hampshire, which is an incredible organization that recruits
Absolutely,
and supervises volunteers to advocate for abused and neglected children. It's an essential service in the state that not many people know about. So our job is really to kind of raise visibility. But because the restaurants are so crucial to this event, and they've been so good to us every year, bringing food out galore, enough to feed, you know, a couple of thousand people at the ballpark every year. So we're also going to be raising funds for the New Hampshire Hospitality Employee Relief Fund for an industry that's been devastated.
Because it just when it closed, baby, it just closed.
Yeah.
Everything closed.
And people will have a chance to donate to either of those. You can do this quickly and easily on our website right now, and you just donate to one or the other, any amount, whatever. And that kind of there's no admission fee for the party at your house.
Right.
And although we'll be using your electricity, admission fee. But we would like for people to get involved early by sponsoring, by promoting one of these beneficiaries, and also. The way that you win prizes is by kind of making your name known to us. So that's either by sharing the event or by remarking upon it or something. And that's how we'll get the list of people that we'll be choosing during the musical breaks to receive great prizes provided by members of NH Made. These are all locally produced items, all worth more than they're worth between 50 and well, the grand prize is worth thousands of dollars, but the 50 and I think there's one that's a $90. monthly meat subscription for an entire year. So you have to do the math on that. If it was $100, it would be easy, but I can't with 90. So.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, no, not so early in the morning. Not so early in the morning. All right, so how do we get kind of hooked ahead of time?
I would say go do a little research at bestofnh.com.
Great.
And you'll see the links to everything there. There's a place that'll link you right to our Facebook event. The main platform for this is Facebook Live.
Right.
And if you're not
a
Facebooker, that's okay. You can still enjoy it on Facebook. Just go and watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we will have alternate platforms. So there's a lot of ways for people to see it. But that's the way to get in. And then you can RSVP to the event there. And that way we will know who you are and that you exist. And we'll also have an idea of how many people to expect so we can start planning, you know, how many dishes and, you know, how many bottles of Tito's we will need.
See, we cannot let go of things here, Rick. It's very important that as things begin to reopen, as we begin to form whatever new normal is coming our way, we still have to go for the things that make us happy, and everything about the best in New Hampshire makes us happy.
Well, that's good to hear. And I think you're right. I mean, it does make people happy. It makes people happy, even the people who don't go necessarily. It's cool to know that an event like this is happening in the state. That's really kind of why we had it, because there really wasn't anything like this. You know, we always used to say that there used to be a state fair, you know, mm-hmm. where everybody would come together and everybody bring their watermelons and their cows and their pies,
right.
you know.
Right.
and they don't have that anymore. So this is kind of the modern equivalent of that. It's a coming together of all of the good stuff in the state to one place where you can come and browse and enjoy it.
That's great. And again, once again, New Hampshire Magazine is all about New Hampshire. But this, you know, this, I don't know, this is just a sunny painting of New Hampshire when we've got all these best ofs, again, based on what the people of New Hampshire had to say.
Correct. Right. And they're pretty smart, the people in New Hampshire.
I love our listeners. I love our people here in New Hampshire, Rick. Know what? It's you guys at New Hampshire Magazine, you take your readers seriously, and you acknowledge that they are smart.
Well, you mean we use big words every now and then?
Yeah, well, yeah, well, no. I mean, what I'm saying is you don't talk down.
You're right.
You know what I mean? It's we understand the people that we all hang with.
Look, New Hampshire is a pretty sophisticated state for, you know, to have still some people still calling it Cow Hampshire.
Yeah,
you
know? I know. Please, I know. I still have family members. Saying
right.
That.
Yeah. So changing that impression of the state for people outside, but also for people inside, it's good to know that, you know, look, there's a lot of rustic here, and there's nothing. I love old New Hampshire, and mm-hmm. we feature that in the magazine too. You know, classic New Hampshire, the tropes, the accents, all of that stuff. I don't want that to go away.
No.
You know, but there's a lot of brilliant and, you know, entrepreneurial and creative people who live in the state. A lot of them live here so that they can work somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Or so they can make money somewhere else, like in Boston or something, where there's you know, more concentration of whatever art they're involved in.
Right.
But this is where they go to hang out and to shop and to dine and to drink and to party. And
yeah.
So we want to reflect that with the Best in New Hampshire Party.
Well, you absolutely do. All right. So it's not happening. It's not happening live with a big gathering, but it is happening on Facebook Live this Thursday, starting at 7 o'clock.
Yep.
Again, bestofnh.com?
Bestofnh.com will get you to all of the links you need. You can the magazine site, if you've got that bookmarked or something, has plenty of links to it as well. So
okay.
nhmagazine.com or bestofnh.com.
Great. And then the July edition comes out celebrating the Best of New Hampshire for your reading pleasure.
Correct. With all of the winners in it and all in one convenient place for your research as the state starts to, you know, open up and bloom once again. You'll have all the intel you need in one place if you have our issue,
the July
issue of New Hampshire Magazine.
All right, Rick Broussard, thank you so much for taking time with us here this morning. I so appreciate
it. Thank you.
I love our annual talks. We'll find an excuse to talk to you again sometime during the year.
Let's do it.
Well, hey, we celebrate New Hampshire here, and we're proud.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
You do a great job, Pat.
Thank you so much. Best of NH. .com. Go check it out. More of Good Morning New Hampshire coming right up on 107.7 The Pulse.